flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
A walk gives the Astros life. If you're wondering about Burley, his last relief appearance was in the 2000 AL Division Series against Seattle, Game 2. He has no major league saves, and in 2000, Burley was a rookie.
Don Cooper, the pitching coach, on the phone. Is Burley ready? Of course.
A winning run at the plate. Tying runs are on. Ball one. Everett was 0-3 against Burley in Game 2. Everett pops it up on the infield for Uribe. The White Sox are up 3-0.
I just was honest and said, yeah, I had a few beers in between the innings, and I don't think it was a big deal. Just enjoying a cocktail.
So legendary, man. Mark Burley, he had been told he wasn't going to be used that day. He had taken off his cleats. He had cracked a couple of beers. And then it's like, oh, yeah, this game is going on for forever. Hey, Burles, might want to sober up and get up. What do you mean? You might have to close. What? A World Series game? I'm halfway drunk. And there it is.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. And Burley getting a statue, it couldn't be more deserving. I think it's just awesome, as we have discussed. We're going to do a little Sox, a little Cubs here, and we've got some Sox and Cubs news stuff to get to regarding rumors and roster building at 25 minutes after the hour with our guy John Paul Morosi from MLB Network. But Lawrence, you've had a long relationship with the folks over at Sox Machine. Exactly. And me on Hit and Run and otherwise, I've always loved the work of Jim Margulis and James Fegan, and the fact that they're together over at Sox Machine now is a truly incredible thing.
And our guy Josh, too.
Josh Nelson, of course. But like I was reading today, Margulis wrote a piece about the Burley statue and what the poses could be, but it includes just a great line, which, you know, it could be a throwaway, how like people used to steal what what Jack Buck used to say about Bob Gibson, that he pitched, or sorry, it was Vin Scully used to say about Bob Gibson, he pitched like he was double parked. But Margulis says Burley pitched like the hitter was double parked, because he always looked calm and under control, and he made the hitters seem rushed and out of sorts, which is a great little throwaway line.
His tempo made batters uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And it made it a joy. I thought about that, too. Like, one of the more iconic moments for him is the flip.
And he had that as one of the options.
But that's a terrible look for a statue.
You can't do the ball in midair. Like,
I mean, you can. You can do that.
But you'd have to have it like extended with some little piece of brass that would be fragile and it would look weird. And then is Konerko in there too? Konerko with the bare hand grab? So you got Burley ass over tea kettle? And like, what moment from the flip are you grabbing to make it iconic? And is the ball represented? Is it post-flip? You know?
Yeah.
It can be complicated.
I feel like maybe his reaction to the wise catch might be a good choice for a statue as well.
So what do you, I'm trying to picture, you mean, see, because he's got the perfect game reaction, and I think of this one, and there's a shot of it in there where the hands go to the head.
That's what I'm thinking.
So that, I don't think that's the wise catch.
I think that's
after Jason Bartlett grounds out for the final out, because the wise catch is what, out number 26.
Yep.
So Jason Bartlett, and as it's happening, Burley puts the hands to his head. That's pretty damn good.
Here, let me look at this again.
Yeah, look at the wise catch and see if there's something for it, because something from that game would be awesome. 8 rows behind the plate for the last 4 innings of that game.
Yeah, that was a crazy day, because I was here. And it was like, something's happening over there, y'all.
Yeah, me and Mac did our show from there above. And then I was in the press box and I got the text from Mac saying there's an extra seat.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking I had these two things inverted.
Okay.
You're right. That's so, the pose I want.
That's the pose you want. Hands on the head after the final out. That's pretty great. So I think that's a really good one. And then another one that Margulis had, which is pretty fun, the tarp slide. How you guys feel about the tarp slide?
Ooh.
As a statue? It's pretty low. You'd have to have the pedestal real high. It'd be hard to see the tarp slide from the fan's perspective. Do you point it downwards so you could see him sliding at you?
Well, we have Mr. Sox and Captain Sox over there on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be, Tanny? Which one?
Well,
can I be Mr., please?
Well, if I'm the captain, I've been dishonorably discharged. I promise you that. Hey, yep. Lawrence, if they do that tarp one, is your guy Kenny going to have to veto that one?
Yep.
He never approved of Burley going out there on the tarp.
You just have to have a statue of Kenny out there, too, just shaking
his
head.
Oh,
and to be
God.
Honest, I get it. It was fun, but I get it. That's your horse right there. For precedent's sake, in Cincinnati, be careful, Ryan Port's going to run in here right now, but they have the Pete Rose statue out
great.
Front where he's sliding head first.
Yes.
And they have it on a raised pedestal, so it's like eye level. So like it can work in that regard.
But,
they have
but,
to do it
no,
that
it's a
way.
Reds pedestal.
but there's no ground, though, under Pete, right? You kind of need the
no,
tarp
there is.
And the ground.
There is, because his arms are actually on the ground.
Okay.
So you could very easily do something similar with Burley sliding on the tarp.
That's pretty damn fun. I think I really like those two ideas of the tarp slide and the perfect game pose at the end.
I think the perfect game pose is what we want.
I go back and I can just close my eyes and picture Mark Burley's smile. He has one of the most infectious smiles in baseball, if you were to make a list. Dan Zimborski, go make a list about that. Bernstein will read it tomorrow. I think he's got one of the best smiles in the history of baseball.
Wow.
I think it should be the hands to the head with Burley's smile, because that's what I'd like to remember.
Yeah, mitt on top of the hat, along with his, you know, I think that's
really
that's
nice.
That's the moment,
that's
right?
That's really cool. Yeah, that's a great forever moment. Yeah.
Shane's right, though, and he was... At
about
Sox
the Bernstein
Fest.
Reading list thing?
Yes.
You can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that.
Oh. Sorry.
Shane does know him like that, though.
But on Friday at Sox Fest, we got to see it. Like, he was nothing but smiles and a little bit of tears. And it was great to see him like that. It's great to see some of the guys that you covered and they were always burdened to see them unburdened. And that's kind of, I was looking at Burley and I'm like, you are unburdened right now. Like, this is joy. We are getting, I always felt like that with Konerko, where you
He was pained. He was absolutely pained to be doing the game.
Yeah, like
living the game.
Like, you just wanted to be like, because it never showed up in the way that he treated people.
Yeah.
Konerko was always great. He was always thoughtful with
answers. Had that a little bit? Kerry Wood had that a little bit.
Burdened.
Yeah, burdened.
Burdened by expectation.
Burdened by expectation, and his whole career, as good as it wasn't enough for what he dreamed of and what everybody else dreamed of for him.
And I think we've kind of finally gotten to unburdened Kerry Wood.
I think we have, in a similar way.
I think it took a while for him to let some of it go and be like, dude, your career was kind of amazing.
He was giggling with Sammy Sosa at the Cubs convention.
I told you, boombox.
Yeah. All right, so those are some of Margulis's ideas. It's a great column. It's a fun thing. I think we settled on it. I think it is going to be the perfect game pose. It would be my prediction as it stands here today.
It's a beautiful moment, and every White Sox fan should be able to relive that when they pop up at 35th and Shields.
So I brought the Sox thing to this party in this segment, and you bring in the Cubs thing.
So I saw Paul Sullivan's piece about the yard, the new thing that the Cubs are doing out in center field, the center field bleachers, where they've created kind of this high roller area where you can go out there and you can bring your people, and it's kind of like a picnic table and you can bring a cooler. And I think it's interesting. Here's where I struggle with stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Our access changes the way that we interact with the game. You and I have not had to pay. We don't have to. We have. But we don't have to pay to go watch baseball. When we go, you and I have the opportunity to be on the field. We have the opportunity to watch batting practice up close. So our experience is not always the same as the person who listens to us.
I largely agree. I happen to have a meatball Cub fan wife who wants to bring her kids, and sometimes we bring Ruben, so I have a lot of fan experiences.
I know, but for us, there is
a different level of access for
that,
sure,
that we have that can maybe color the way that we look at it.
Certainly.
And in the moment, when reading about what this is, I'm like, you know what? That's kind of cool. It might be worth the premium to do it, especially at a place like Wrigley where the room isn't the same.
Right.
It always feels like everyone is kind of crammed into Wrigley. And that can be a lot of fun, too, when the Cubs are good and the weather is nice. But I looked at that as someone who struggles with crowds. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's me.
To paint the picture a little more. It's the yard. It's called the yard, and the bleachers just above and to the right of the batter's eye in center field. And you rent a space, could be from either four people up to 50 people, actually. So whatever size group you are, each rental, you get an exclusive table with high top seating and a cooler. And in the coolers, it's unlimited beer, seltzer, wine, and non-alcoholic drinks. And I assume that means the cooler sits there with you through the ninth inning.
I would imagine.
So you are in a bleacher space without the drink cutoff in the seventh, which is a key thing.
Low end, 175 per.
175 per, which includes all you can drink, and you get a game day meal, a ballpark meal. So that means you either get a small Cheval burger, a hot dog, or a vegetarian option. So you get something to eat, and you get unlimited drinks, beer, seltzer, wine, and others for $175. And bleacher tickets these days are what, $80? $85? $90?
I feel like this is definitely worth it. I do sympathize, though, with the Cub fan is like, man, this seems like a really cool experience. This also seems like I'm being priced out of a really cool experience, that this is something that is only for the elites. So now, like, there's a literal separation between you and other fans in an area that you'd love to access.
Yeah, the bleachers is very egalitarian, and it's one of those places where anybody is supposed to be able to be there. I understand what you're saying.
I keep falling back to where I wonder about this, and again, this is, I remember from the point of view that I look at this from. the way that we can consume games, Spiegs, now at home or on our phone.
Yeah, you're competing with it. Like, you got to win the attention of the fan, don't you?
Every team has got to figure something out to make the ballpark a draw or the ballpark experience a draw. We joked about it, but that $15 shake over at 35th and Shields, I went to games with people who hadn't tried it, and they were like, we're getting that.
It was the Campfire Milkshake was the MVP of the White Sox 2024 season.
There's no doubt about it. And you start thinking, I appreciate...
Should have represented them at the All-Star game, in my opinion.
I agree. It was a little too hot, though, but there should have been something.
It could have started.
It could have started.
I don't want to embarrass you guys. It did. The camera just never showed it.
That's right.
No love for the Sox ever on national television.
No announcement.
They got out there in right field for a half an inning.
They mic'd it up. They should have mic'd it up.
They didn't even call it by the right name. They called it a Sunday.
Oh,
and what
cool.
You can do is you could just the Cubs and Sox could team up. You could take the cooler from the yard and put the Campfire Milkshake in that, and then you got yourself a thing.
Oh, now we got a crosstown thing, right? There.
Yeah, why not?
Can I push back on the exclusivity of the yard?
Sure.
Can I push back on that a little bit?
Sure.
Not everybody gets to just drive a BMW. Not everyone is entitled to an expensive car. Not everyone is entitled to an expensive home. Not everyone is entitled to sit wherever they want in a baseball stadium. Not everyone's entitled to sit wherever they want at a play. This is just what some people can afford and what some people can't. If you want to go to a Cub game, go on StubHub the day of and get yourself a $20 ticket. Get yourself a $10 ticket. You will get it a couple hours before the game. Just because this is more expensive, I don't think the Cubs are doing anything wrong. This is no different than a suite at any other park, professional park in any sport in America.
All right. Shane is making his pitch to replace Bill O'Reilly, and I love
him. Oh, man.
Now, Hurd, see, here's the thing, though, Shane. Hurd.
I just have an issue with entitlement.
Well, no, but it's like when Fenway got renovated, these kind of spaces were invented. And when Wrigley got renovated, they followed suit and invented these kinds of spaces. And everywhere around sports, to Lawrence's point and to your point, these kind of spaces are getting invented and crafted in. Soldier Field has one. What's the beer? There's like a beer deck.
Yeah,
the Miller Lite deck up there.
The Miller Lite deck, and where you know you can pay a premium and get unlimited. There's like certain ways you can do it. There's obviously that concourse section of Soldier Field that's carpeted. It's like, and the Sox have sections like that as well.
Yeah, we didn't talk about like the Jim Beam Club like this. We don't talk about the Scout seats like this.
Or the what's the suite that's on the lower level, because I think that's like the best thing.
I think that's the Jim Beam one, like directly below the press box.
The Guaranteed Rate Club?
No, the actual suite. There's a suite that's on the concourse.
Right. That's right above the home plate?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right next to the organist booth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
That is an incredible spot because you got good outside seats right underneath the deck as it's right there, and you get the all-inclusive kind of experience.
And guess what? It's just a little bit more expensive, and people who can afford it can go. You're not just entitled to go.
Well, here's the thing, to add on to what you're saying, Shane.
Yeah, because like if a bleacher seat is $80-$90, you're paying $175 and you're getting all you can drink. You refill it before the sixth, you're drinking through the ninth, you're actually doing very well.
Well, yeah. I also wonder, too, is it better for the fan to pay for two great experiences instead of four or five okay experiences? Would you rather say, man, me and 10 of my friends are going to get our seats over at the yard at Wrigley.
Going yard.
We're there. You've already written the slogan for them. There it is. We're going yard at Wrigley. Mm. And maybe you only go to a couple of games.
Yep.
Instead of going to six games, where you're sitting wherever. You're sitting on the right field line or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. And you get that one chance and you do it right.
And you do it up big.
And then if you play your cards right, within a decade, you become the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
Right. because you've been going to games for a decade, and then all of a sudden the Bears have a job open.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, I used to be there all the time.
All of a sudden you're taking a picture, signing your contract with your three kids and your wife standing right there.
And you got all those shirts, all those long sleeve Cubs shirts.
Yeah. You're taking a picture in the Bears locker room of your kids posing with stuffed bears in front of Caleb Williams' jersey.
Yep.
His locker. Like they've been dreaming of this the entire time, which apparently they have. And then George says, see, most guys I talk to want the job. He's Rick Camp.
Fib inside of the mob says, Lawrence, don't make me choose between my kids. Hey, that's on you. Which one of them has been good? The good one gets to go yard.
Man, it's always the childless. It's always the childless.
The bad one, he's got to stay home.
Or I mean, it's the belt. I'm childless, and I know I'll pick a favorite kid.
Yeah, you will,
are you
right?
Kidding me? I think Cubs knocked it out of the park, and I can't wait till we get to do one of our shows there.
It looks awesome. It looks absolutely awesome. It's a smart way to compartmentalize that higher section of the bleachers and make it yet another interesting experience that people will want to have.
Can we, if we do the show, Shane, can we at least do it in between May and August there? That would be good. I don't want to do an April show from there. I'm sorry. I just don't. That would be bad.
There's a lot of listeners texting in a variety of, yeah, no, this is cool and everything, but it's tough when they're not spending all the money they could on the ball players.
That's fair.
And I totally understand that perspective. I do, though, think that they are not done.
Well, why don't we find out about that? John Morosi is going to join us to discuss all of those things or who might be out there. And we'll also talk to him about what's happening with Luis Robert. Uh-huh. That Luis Robert. Next on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.